Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks.
I just want to start this episode off on a really humble note. No, I'm just kidding. I told you so. I told you Molly was coming back. I called it. And by the way, for those of you who are like, oh, you watched ahead. Yeah, I watch ahead. And I called it way before it happened. Molly is coming back. Let's freaking go. As much as it's like, yeah, I told you so. Ha ha hee hee. I start to wonder if I've watched so much reality TV in my lifetime now, and I know so much of what goes on behind the scenes, how producers work on all of these different shows. I truly wonder if, like, they could ever shock me again. I know that they can make me emotional. We've already talked about it, you know. I was crying when Mehdi left, and Whitney, when she was emotional, I was emotional. All that kind of stuff. When I think back to Molly's surprise dumping, I will say for like a split second, I did gasp. Like I literally did gasp. But my mind immediately went to, okay, hold on, wait a second. This is a trick. Just because I know how this works. Like, and I've seen, again, Love Island Australia. I've heard about Love Island France. There was a similar situation that happened on Love Island France, I believe, this season. That is one Love Island I haven't gotten into because I don't know where to find it with subtitles. But I hear this current season is really good. But anyways, before we get into
episode 29, which is ITV episode 25, I want to let you know we're going to be doing a little Casa Amor special. You guys can let me know what you think, but as of right now, I am forcing Clues and Pace Case to watch Casa Amor, mostly Clues, so that they can get the full experience, and then I'm going to bring them back for the recoupling that follows Casa, which is like arguably the most dramatic recoupling. So I'm like, okay, do I do small recaps of every day in Casa and then bring Lizzie and Chad on? Or would you rather me wait and bring them on for one big recap? If we do that, just know that probably a lot of the details will get lost in the mix. But I don't know, maybe you guys do care about details. And by the way, I just have to say thank you to all the Brits who reached out and assured me that I can't be arsed means I can't be bothered. But I think my real question is, yes, I understand what it means, but why? Why not say I can't be bothered? Why ass or arse? They're the same thing. That's my question. So if you can come back at me with the answer to that, baby, we're going to have a good time. But I just think, you know, Americans also have weird sayings that don't make any sense. So maybe that's the case. You guys let me know about Casa Amor. You can let me know on Game of Roses or my personal Instagram or on Threads. Which, hey, by the way, Threads is so much fun. That this is a whole other tangent. I just had to say, like, I'm genuinely having so much fun, and I'm just praying that it does not get taken over by right-wing psychos anytime soon. Fingers crossed that Threads stays a safe place, because right now it's super fun. Yeah, let's just get into this episode, because this was a good one. We have freaking Neo, dude. I believe, out of all the stars that they have brought on, because they always do this, for those of you who are unaware, they always do like a VIP performance every season on Love Island. And the ones that are coming to mind right now, like there's been some like big DJs. There's been Mabel, who she has like so many catchy songs. I believe she's British. So if you haven't heard of her, that's probably why. But I feel like Neo is the biggest star they've ever gotten. Please correct me if I'm wrong. He is an international superstar. So we begin this episode with Scott telling Catherine that he's going to pull everyone around the fire pit and confront everybody. And Catherine's like, you don't have to do that. Like, I don't think this is a good idea. And Scott's like, no, I'm doing it. He basically summons all the islanders to the fire pit and they're like so confused. And he just starts it off by saying Catherine and him could hear everything they were saying earlier today when they were by the pool. And if anyone has an issue, air it out right now. And I do like this approach. He's like very direct. But then Shady Katie, she gets in there and she's like, I wasn't there, Scott. I'm honest, unlike the other people in here. And I'm like, bruh. Scott directly asked Ty, because I feel like Ty was kind of the ringleader of this whole rumor or whatever. And he's like, do you have anything to say? And Ty's like, I feel like it's a feeling within the villa for myself that like people kind of think that you guys are semi playing a game still. First of all, newsflash, can I get like an alert? Newsflash, you're all playing a game. All of you. Nothing wrong with that. But you're all playing it. You can't just be like Scott and Catherine or just Scott is playing it. You all are playing a game. Let's be real, y'all. But Ty continues and he says, I'm not saying that you don't have feelings for Catherine or you don't rate Catherine. Also, I put in my notes, what even is that? That's another, what even is that? I've been hearing this a lot more. I haven't heard it on previous seasons, but I've been hearing a lot of like, I rate her, or like, yeah, she'll definitely rate that. So I'm guessing it's like that. But rate, when I think of rate, I think of like, oh, rate me on a scale of 1 to 10. I rate the saying I rate that because I do think it's a more cool way of saying I like that. So
even though that is a what even is that? I do like it. But Ty says he feels like Scott is over-exaggerating his feelings for Catherine. And Catherine says that earlier in the day, what happened was the most uncomfortable situation she's ever been in. I can imagine. Like, I mean, it's like she was just right there and they were talking as if her and Scott weren't right there. Okay, so then Ty apologizes for the group for making Catherine feel uncomfortable. And Whitney's like, no, 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 not today. She corrects him and she's like, you mean to say you apologize? And then Ty's like shaking his head, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, the majority of people feel this way. So maybe there is some element of truth, but you don't have to be mean about it. He's like, what have I said? When have I ever said a bad word about the girl? And the guys are like, no one's ever saying that you said something bad about her. And Montel jumps in. That's random. He usually stays out of this kind of stuff. And he's like, it's about the whole thing. And then him and Ty do this interesting hand play here. In synchronization, they both take both of their hands and they make little imaginary orbs while saying it's about the whole thing. But they say it over and over. It's about the whole thing. It's about the whole thing. It's a little culty, but I'll let it slide.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Then Ty finally stops sugarcoating, I guess you could say, the situation and says, "You're just with Catherine to try and stay here longer." This was my error of the game. Listen, if you think that, that's fine. I do not think in this situation where everybody is already piling on both of them that it's smart to make such a bold and inflammatory statement to them. Like, they're already feeling attacked. This is going to cause more fights. And it's also like, if you really feel the need to say that, pull them. But I think he just wanted to say that so that the public knew how he was feeling, so that they would believe his side of things regarding Catherine and Scott. I don't think he actually cares about Catherine. Then Ty is like, Scott was with Catherine, then Montel pulled Catherine, said he wanted to get to know her, then Scott all of a sudden pulls Catherine to the terrace and kisses her. It feels like they're just calling out things that are normal. You know what my head first goes to with this whole situation? It's like, when Ashley Iaconetti was pining for Jared for so many years, she was like, I want this guy. I know we're going to get married. And he wasn't having any of it. It wasn't until she went on Bachelor Winter Games, hooked up with Kevin. They were a thing for a hot second that Jared came to his senses. Like, I feel like that is a normal thing. I'm not saying it's, you know, the best approach, but I feel like a little competition is healthy. Catherine finally stands up for herself and is like, Montel kissed Leah on the second day on the terrace. Does that mean anything? Okay, so at one point, I always have the closed captions on when I'm watching, and all the Islanders are fighting so loudly that the closed captioning people just gave up and they put in all caps, they speak over each other for like 2 seconds or whatever. Like, they didn't even try to decipher what the people were saying. I found that funny. And Whitney makes a good point here. She's like, if you guys are really Catherine's friends, you need to pull her directly and say how you feel about her and Scott's relationship. Totally agree with that. And then as Whitney is saying that, Ty turns around and goes, fam, what guy is going to go up to Catherine and say, by the way, Scott doesn't fancy you? No, no one's going to do that. Then Ty tells Whitney to shut up. Dude, I can't stand this dude. What in what world does he think he can just talk to these girls like this? It's such an ick. It's like, dude, come on. But all this honesty talk brings out season 2 Katie. And I was like, oh, let's go. Because as Whitney is walking away with Catherine to console her, she yells to Katie, by the way, if you've got something to say, pull me up privately. And Katie is like, why don't you pull me? And like yelling and like tears streaming down her face. And I'm like, oh my gosh, season 2 Katie. And she just walks off crying. And in an ITM, Whitney is like, let's be real, Katie is mad about Zach. Then the boys are already making up, which, huh? Ty says to Scott, like, we get it, bro. We don't want to make you feel alienated. Okay, then what were you doing at the pool, my dude? How does he flip-flop so fast, and how does everybody accept it? They're just like, oh, you know, he apologized, but he keeps doing it. Like, I don't know. I guess it's those eyelashes. I really do think that has a part. I mean, it's got to have something to do with it. But Scott says that he feels this will bring him closer to the boys in the end because he needed to get that all out. I mean, okay. Okay. Hey, if it's helpful, it's helpful. And then the girls also clear the air with Katie. So everything's clear. That fight was just, I guess, something they had to get out of their system.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Then it's morning and Zach and Katie chat, and Zach says he doesn't want them to be taking any steps back. He is like, you are the one I want to get to know, and that's that, which is interesting. So what happened to Whitney? Then we get a text that tonight the villa will host an international superstar. It's Neo again. This is such a big get for them. So the Islanders are getting ready, and then Neo enters the villa, and he's performing on this like little shiny square in the middle of the villa with these two dancers. And it's just so funny because like he's doing like a whole ass performance, but he has an audience of like, what, 10? It's like, it was just so funny because like they're all kind of like spaced out or whatever, and it just looks like he's, you know, those mall performances that pop stars would do when they were first starting their careers. That's what it reminded me of. So after Neo is done performing, he asks the Islanders for a selfie. They're like, great, let's do it. And then he goes, fellas, no disrespect, but I would like to get a selfie with just the ladies. And then they all go to the front of the villa, and the boys don't think anything of it, which if I were one of the boys, I would be like, wait, why couldn't he have just taken the selfie with the girls right where we were? Why did they have to go to the front? But these boys are different. They didn't think anything of it. So as they're walking to the front of the villa, Neo's like, ladies, 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 I have a surprise for you. And he points to a van that pulls up with the words Casa VIPs on it, and the girls lose it. Inside the villa, the boys can hear the girls screaming. That's how much they were losing it. Or rather, that's how loudly they were losing it. And they're like, wait. And I have such a feeling, guys, the boys wanted to go and investigate that immediately, but they were told, don't move, by the producers until we say you can move, which is when the girls got in the van and drove away. So they do drive away, and then we get this whole montage of the boys running all over the villa to see if they can find the girls, and they can't. And Zach's like, Neo stole our girls, bro. And then we see something we've never seen before. I really liked this element of it because I knew this as somebody who's a big Love Island fan, but a lot of people don't know how close Casa is to the main villa for both the summer season and winter season. It's, again, you see in the darkness, Casa more starts to light up across the field. I liked how it was revealed like this. And all the boys are just staring across the way at the Casa More house, and Zach says, what a bantorious sort of evening that was. Okay. I mean, I love it. Bantorious? Let's go. So the girls arrive at Casa and again, start screaming. And this is all the way in Casa. This isn't at the front of the villa anymore. This is in Casa. And the boys can hear them. And they all start yelling, Ayo, Wit! Which just makes me, I like that whenever they need to yell, that's their go-to, Ayo, Wit. The girls get a text. And it says, please get ready to meet Ben, Elam, Cody, Locken, Uzi, and Zachary. and the new boys enter CASA.
Here are your starting stats for the CASA Amor boys. Elam comes in with 9.1k Instagram followers and 26k TikTok followers. Locken comes in with 1.1k Instagram followers. Uzi comes in with 12.1k Instagram followers. Cody comes in with 32.9k Instagram followers and 251.9k TikTok followers. Ben comes in with 1.2k Instagram followers, and Zachary comes in with 6.7k Instagram followers.
And then we get the preview for the next episode. And Molly is back.
This has been Grafting with Grace Ann.